How technology is changing what happens after you flush. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Kimberly Adams. Today, we're revisiting a piece that originally aired in late July, and it begins at Annie's Ace Hardware in Washington, D.C. There, you can find a relatively new entrant to the fertilizer market. It's called Bloom and took about $450 million worth of tech and investment to get on the shelf. As General Manager Thomas Vidrotti explains, Bloom is a biosolid fertilizer.
I'm just going to say it's code for human poop. Once you get past that, it's great. It's a great fertilizer. I don't know, we joke sometimes it's artisanal. which when you think about it, it's hilarious.
Bloom is made by the local wastewater treatment facility, DC Water's Blue Plains. Chris Piott is director of resource recovery there. Blue Plains is considered one of the largest advanced wastewater treatment centers in the world. It uses a process called thermal hydrolysis to turn what gets flushed down the toilet into Bloom.
And it's essentially a big pressure cooker. And that is the key to getting a lot of gas production and a very, very high quality biosolids product coming out of the bottom.
The technology, which can also reduce the volume of waste by two-thirds, comes from a Norwegian company called Cambi. CEO Eric Fodness.
So you get up to 40% more biogas. That biogas can be used to generate electricity to be used elsewhere in the wastewater treatment plant or put on the grid and sold.
In D.C., that biogas generates about 8 megawatts of energy. D.C. Water produces about 450 tons of Bloom every day and took in just under $200,000 last year, selling a portion of it.
Eventually, we want to sell it all, but we're not there yet.
But in some ways, the earnings from Bloom are the least of the benefits. DC Water saves $10 to $15 million a year because it doesn't have to pay to truck that waste away. And the extra energy the process generates helps power the rest of the Blue Plains facility. That kind of testimonial is great for Cambi, which now has its tech in 3 facilities in the U.S., with 5 more scheduled to come online soon.
And based on the market research that we have done, we have identified 440 plants that's got a very strong business case.
Cambi says it has facilities in dozens of countries, but, says Fodness, it's taken about a decade of work to make inroads in the lucrative U.S. market. That's partly because the wastewater treatment industry is pretty conservative, according to Aaron Bonnie Casey, who focuses on municipal water systems at Bluefield Research. She says wastewater?
To be honest, it usually takes a back seat to drinking water, which is just more at the forefront of people's minds in terms of public health and safety.
Back at DC Water, Piott says at least the consumer response to Bloom has been going well.
I mean, we're all pre-programmed to be afraid of our own waste, and there is a little bit of an ick factor that we need to get over, but it doesn't take very long.
Bloom is already being used in some high-profile gardens like Mount Vernon, the National Mall, and the grounds of the U.S. Capitol. One of the next targets, the White House Kitchen Garden. I'm Kimberly Adams, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.